What's up, guys? It's the
man. Guys, we got a full fucking house today. We got Jamal in the house.
What's up?
We got Jessica.
Jessica. You Jessica.
We got Michaela in the house.
Hello.
We got Chelsea in the house.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys. Abraham's here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Guys, seriously, I know some of you guys are actually going to be happy, but fucking Ryan's here.
What's up?
And we got a new person. Ashley's up in the house.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so guys, we're not gonna get weird or anything. Okay, so guys, we got some question comments. I actually attached the names to it since everybody has this thing about reading the name. So this is the first one.
Yay, what's the name?
Swaddle Me Whole.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a good start.
Actually, don't be nervous.
Where's this gonna go?
Just like remember not to be drinking while he reads the names.
Look. Yeah, don't do that. Okay, his question is: does there need to be equal representation of the sexes in all jobs? Now, okay. First off, Abraham, I already know what you're gonna say, so I'm gonna skip you first. I'm actually gonna go to Chelsea. Sorry, Chelsea.
I wish I had more time to think about this.
If you suck, I say yes.
I really don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it's necessary.
Wait, Michaela, are you nodding your head? Are you agreeing with her?
I would agree. I would be more of there's equal opportunity for there to be equal representation.
What is going on here? Like, is this a Twilight Zone?
I agree, yeah.
I don't think there needs to be. Yeah. Because, like, I think that...
I see what's going on here. Go ahead.
I agree with Michaela.
So you don't want equal. You don't want equal representation because you don't want to be a lumberjack.
Well, I think what we're saying is that.
I can be a lumberjack.
Go ahead. Ashley.
I think what we're saying is that like anyone who wants to work in an industry or at a job should have an opportunity to work there. So we don't care if it's like equal. We care about that like everyone is getting the opportunity.
Opportunity. Okay.
Opportunity and like equal rights to that opportunity, yeah. But like if there's only equal rights 20%, to a job,
oh, I guess you can.
If there's only 20% of the people who are women who want to be in that field, then of course you're only going to see 20% of that field full of women.
Like mining, like I can't think of women who are interested in mining, but they want to do it. I want to make space for them to be able to do that.
it's not going to be equal. Mining.
Also, there's not a bunch of 49ers running, not the football team, but like, there's not a bunch of 49ers running around, like, actually doing that anymore. It's actually machines now, so well, we're good
there
now.
There you go.
All right, the next one is Macho Man Hold My Sack.
I feel like we've heard from you before.
We have two people here that we've heard from before. Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica, if, they said of, but Jessica, if feminism was actually equal across the board, would women continue to fight for it?
We wouldn't have to fight for it because we're already equal.
I feel like I should.
Right? No. Wait, we would not have to continue to fight if we
want. Wait, do you want? Wait, you know what across the board means?
Like everywhere.
In everything.
Yeah.
So you're saying
if women had equality in all things, would we need to continue to fight for it?
Would you want to continue to fight for it? Equality across the board means, right? It means that you don't have any special treatment whatsoever in anything. You're equal exactly to a man. So, for example, police women.
Is it equity or equality?
Okay, you're gonna have to define that.
Right. So equality is equal. Equity is like. Everybody's given there's that image, right?
Everyone's giving the resources they need to succeed.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not across the board. Across the board means that you don't get special treatment, meaning
if we are all equal, then there's not then we right?
Yeah.
Then
you're when were these, I'm assuming we're talking about my women, right?
Yeah.
When were we getting special treatment? So right? Special, like that's what we're not looking for special treatment, we're looking for equity.
Okay, so special treatment in the workplace, socially. So, for example, if you're a police officer, police women don't have to do what's required that the men have to do. So if a man has to run 6 miles, a woman only has to run 3 miles. Nope. If a fireman has to lift 300 pounds, a woman lifts 250 pounds. If you know you have to pay for your, well, I know you agree with this, but you have to, you know, you can't expect men to pay for the date. If you slap a man socially, he can slap you back. That's what I'm talking about. Equity across the board.
That's not equity.
I mean, not equity. That's equality across the board.
That is across the board.
Yeah, it's across
literally,
the board.
Literally, it's across the board.
Like, we're equal. We're equal no matter what.
Yeah, so what are we fighting for if we're there?
To that question, yeah.
But you guys have special treatment now.
What special treatment?
What are you talking about? The WNBA exists solely on unequalness. What are you talking about?
We can't have basketball?
No, you really can't. You guys are garbage. Are you Abraham? Abraham, Abraham, throw your 2 cents in.
I think we have kind of reached that point, the point where women really have a lot that they have asked for from the beginning of the sexual revolution. But we see that there is still this commotion across the board, right? Everywhere that they want this, that, and the third. So
you say they still want more?
Yes.
I didn't think you were going there, but okay.
And I think for a lot of the relevant things right now, they have achieved what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ryan?
So we are at that point.
But I'm confused at like, at what point is equal actually equal? I mean, I don't know, you kind of, different people are good at different things.
Exactly. I'm all for women having certain special treatments. I'm all for it, actually. I just think it's funny when they don't see that they have special treatment. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm all for women having special treatment. Go ahead. Did you go say something, Chelsea?
I just think, like, going back to the person who commented, I think that if
Macho Man hold the sack.
Macho Man, hold the sack. I think.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
I think that if there really was equality all across the board and the special treatments that women get now as far as like protection, like people are very quick to defend a woman if something's happening to her in public, but like not a man. There's like certain things that like I know I actually appreciate having, but I feel like if all of that was taken away, that women wouldn't just stop fighting. They would I personally think that most of them would start fighting more to have some of it back because a lot of people really don't realize. Like, I think a lot of people don't think about, because it's just how society's already molded, about how much women do get, socially at least, more of a gentle treatment than men get. And I think a lot of women won't realize that until it's actually, like, taken away.
Ashley, do you, like, not agree?
I have so many thoughts, but this is the last point of just like what women get so much special treatment, like not always black women. Black women, we're often abused a lot. Police don't always believe us. If black women go missing, no one's looking for us. We're constantly disrespected and belittled on social media. Like,
well, I mean, I think everybody's belittled on social media. It's still the question of
like, what's like, I get what y'all are saying about like social things.
I mean, work things too as well, though, not just socially.
What work things again?
Well, like if you want, I just mentioned, like as far as like certain like women, there are certain women, like not certain women, there are women. If you go for certain jobs, like the requirement for you to be hired at that job is a lower standard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like in the military. In the military,
I don't think that we need that though. Like, I don't like. You do. Women should be able to like men.
Front door open.
Naturally, do have bigger muscles. They're taller. They have more strength. That's just how it is. So they should be able to carry heavier things. If there's a standard for women that scientifically or medically makes sense for women, then they should be able to keep that standard the same way the men have their own standard.
Wait, so are you saying that the standard that is, mm-hmm. whether it's man or woman, you think it should be that standard and there shouldn't be a lower requirement for women? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying whatever, if a doctor is saying like, this is what we expect women to be able to do and this is what we expect men to be able to do physically, then that should just be the standard. But it should be done with the eyes of, like...
But that's special treatment, though.
Y'all get the same thing. Like,
yeah, I agree with you. We do get special treatment, but like, you get... But,
I'm just saying, like, we should be able to be treated like humans. Like, whatever your human level is and wherever you want to go and be, you should be able to be your full self, period.
So, like,
and women not always are able to do that.
Okay. Go ahead, go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking, like, in wrestling, has there, like, weight classes? Mm-hmm. We do that just, like, in other things. So, like, you're this tall, so you should be like this, and then everyone's in a set, like, a weight class. You're this weight, so you can lift this much money. Or not money. Weight.
But that's not across the board.
Yeah, that's not across the board.
I don't know what my brain is doing.
No, you're fine.
You're trying to help me out.
I think I agree with Chelsea. And I just feel like across the board does mean that a lot of women will not be able to do certain things, and that there's stuff that, you know, like that they will miss. That's just my opinion.
But okay, here's the thing.
Last word, not Jamal.
But
Abraham.
But right now, if you really think about it, is there anything women could potentially do that they are suppressed from doing? Like, they're actively suppressed from doing by society?
They can't become president.
Sure they can.
Yeah, sure they can. What are you talking
about? Well, I'm saying, like, voting-wise, like, that has been, like, a gap, a glass ceiling that has not been even...
Wait, we're... No, wait. You're saying...
There's not, like, a rule against it. They're saying, like, what is something that's actively...
Wait, who's stopping a woman from stopping being
president? I'm talking about voter. I'm just saying, like, that's something that we are working towards that we haven't gotten yet.
Well, how many women have ran for president?
I'm just saying that that's, like, one thing that stands out in my mind that, like, we have not been able to get yet. It is hard. Like, Hillary, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hillary's a bad example.
Well, but also the person she lost against is like, okay, let me stop. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. Listen, you can say what you want here.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michaela.
Like, abortion rights in some certain states.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
There's one. Yeah.
Right. Abortion will be the only thing I give you. Oh, yeah. Abortion will probably be the only thing that I can, like, birth control. I get that. Yeah.
There's some things around, like, reproductive rights.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Michaela.
Okay, thank you, Michaela. I like your sweater, too. It's pretty dope.
Michaela.
Say it again.
I was trying to sneak it in. I was so trying to sneak it in.
Sorry,
you had that pointed out.
Like, I thought it was Michaela.
It is. You're not the confused one here.
All right, the next one is pounding the pavement and your butt. Okay. Hey guys, love the podcast. Is it time for corporations to eliminate the so-called minimum wage jobs and incorporate robots and AI for faster and more efficient service? So I guess they're talking about the fast food.
They already are.
Yeah, they already do that.
Do they?
Yeah, the McDonald's. Yeah. McDonald's has the screen so that you just walk in there and you just put your order in. Oh. And like... You don't even have to go up to the register.
I was thinking
that ramen place that has a little robot server.
The delivery. Heroes, it's called Hero.
I actually really like that robot server, but like, because it's cute and it says like voodoo.
But I think overall there's this misconception that the advancement of AI is only going to affect like lower income earners, maybe but that's not the case at all. No, I mean,
I agree.
Right now, AI is doing a lot of work that a lot of professionals actually do. So there is that misconception, and I think that's something that people have to take note of.
Well, I do think that just like how corporations like go to Mexico or different countries for like cheap labor, and you know they get highly taxed for that. I think if you start using that to like cut out certain jobs, you will they'll probably overtax them. But I don't know, man. I do want my burger faster.
It's like that Black Mirror episode with the AI doing all the wasn't it Selma Hayek? The like computer generated.
She looks so different now.
The actors didn't need to be an actor. They just like took somebody's image and like made them do the show and stuff. I don't know.
Last word, Jamal.
I think you're always gonna have minimum wage jobs because there always needs to be a minimum that companies are allowed to pay you.
When you say that there's always going to be, are you saying that there's going to be a bunch of people in there or like just one or two people watching the robots and shit like that?
Well, yeah, that as well. Happen. There always has to be the human element to make sure everything's working properly, even if you have robots. But they were saying eliminating the minimum wage. You still need that. You still need the minimum wage so that companies aren't underpaying
people. Teenagers are not doing minimum wage. Like
they should.
Yeah, they're not anymore. Like they're doing a bunch of side hustles and Uber and DoorDash now. So, go ahead. Last word.
There's a lot of stupid thinking here too, because a minimum wage doesn't only have to be low relative to what prices are. A minimum wage can be $100 in 50 years. But that doesn't mean you can do much with that $100.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, so there will always be a minimum, you know.
Got
you. So we have to take other factors into consideration, you know, as we move on with this. But it's a very complex topic right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I hate to bring this up. I'm going to, actually. It says at repeal the 19th. Does anybody know what that means? Repeal the 19th. It means take away the right. To take away the right for women to vote.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my point. Exactly.
When I saw that, I was like, I'm gonna read it. It says, if men don't have reproductive and abortion rights, would it be wrong of the man to manipulate a woman into getting an abortion and then leaving after the abortion is completed? God, I want to say no, but yes, sir, it's fucking wrong. It's fucking wrong. So, Ashley, how you feel about that? I'm pretty sure you hate that right now.
I'm confused by the question, to be honest.
So he's basically, I'm assuming it's a he. He's basically saying that if he got a girl pregnant and he doesn't have the right to like exit out of the situation, that he would manipulate a woman into getting an abortion and then just immediately leaving after she has the abortion. So basically pretending as if he wants to be with her, but then just when she has the abortion, immediately leaving.
And the question is that right?
Is that right?
No.
Okay. But it's not right. But because men don't have a choice in what to do, would you reconsider it being right since he doesn't have the right to say?
No, he put his dick in her vagina raw, or like came in her vagina, she got pregnant, so it's their responsibility.
Yeah, but in that situation, the woman also is
we're both responsible. We should be able to both make this decision together.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to have it? Do we want to have the baby, or do we want to get an abortion? He shouldn't have to manipulate her. Like, maybe she...
I think the point is that a guy didn't have a choice at all.
Yeah.
What do you... How many women have been forced into
abortions? Wait. This is like the fact. Mm-hmm. The fact is, if I get her pregnant,
mm-hmm,
and she wants to keep the baby,
mm-hmm,
I cannot say don't have the baby, and I also can't walk away from the situation. I mean, I can physically walk away, but financially, I have to pay. So that's the situation. That happens every day.
There's also been a lot of men who force women into abortion.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about is this situation, would this be okay in this situation since he has no rights whatsoever? You're gonna say you
disagree.
It's fine. Abraham, what about you? You're gonna say yes. It's fine.
Okay, I don't think it's the best way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you don't want, because here's the thing. We don't want everyone to go about this situation this way.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna be detrimental to the society.
Mm-hmm, yes.
However, at the same time, we have to admit that there are laws that really push men to go to this extent.
Yeah.
So for us to make sure that such things don't happen, we have to take a second look at these laws. Up until then, it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of whether it works or not,
mm-hmm,
for the people that are involved.
Yeah.
And it certainly does work in the interest of the man. And for the woman, since she agrees that, or she agreed that she can have the abortion because, mm-hmm, she doesn't want to have the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can definitely have the baby, right?
Yeah.
Right, so.
I there was something that Jessica said a long time ago. She said a good way to resolve this would be give the man like a time limit. So like, let's say if he finds out a month when she's pregnant, he has a month to decide whether he's going to be in the child's life, if he wants to be there, or if he doesn't. If he does and he signs off on it, he can't take it back. And I actually think that's a good idea.
That is a, that's a good idea. I don't remember.
It was at the old apartment.
But that is a good way to go about, because then there, you have like
the option. A cutoff. Yeah, you have the option.
Yeah.
How about just not have kids out of wedlock?
Well, the real issue is that we haven't really tackled male birth control, which would be something that would stop a lot of unwanted pregnancies.
Yeah.
Because
I'm glad you're saying unwanted pregnancies instead of unwanted kids.
There is male birth control. There's also women birth control too. It's the same one.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, a condom is like a whole situation. It ruins the mood.
I agree with Ryan. When I was single, I was strapping it up all the time. I was with a girl for a while too, and I still
use a condom. That to me is an excuse, because like, okay, it sucks to take 5 seconds to open this and put it on, but like 18 years.
You can't multitask.
Honestly, I can do it real fast. I learned how to do it real fast.
It's pretty sneaky.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like
it. Well, you can do something else and put a condom on at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
You don't.
I like this idea of men having their, like, legit birth control where they can, like, take a pill or whatever, like, an injection or...
Well, right now, sorry to cut you off.
I know you're good.
But right now, they're doing, I guess, trials for something where it's, like, a very minor surgery for men where it's
that gel stuff.
No. No, it's not the ball thing, and it's not a gel. It's a procedure, and basically it makes it so that even when you're coming, you're not coming anything that's gonna produce kids.
It's a gel and they inject.
It's reversible.
They inject
you,
Ashley,
with a gel.
I'm sorry.
That they can dissolve with a second injection.
Is it a gel?
It's
I
a
thought
gel.
It was like they just
it from coming out.
Yeah, it's a gel blocker, and it just and it's safe.
It's like an IUD
and
for men.
Yep.
Basically, yeah.
Go ahead, Ashley. Last word.
I'm interested in the guys' thoughts on male birth, like legit male birth control, because I feel like as women who are on birth control, like it's very empowering to know that like if you want to have sex, you can have sex and not have to worry about getting pregnant.
I gotta say,
and not to worry, but like you guys, all y'all really have is like praying at the girls on birth control or using a condom. Like,
I will say that I believe if men got on birth control, most men would stay on birth control.
Yeah,
they probably wouldn't have kids. I think kids would be really like the amount of kids that we have, it would be lowered.
But also like male birth control doesn't fuck with your hormones, the stuff that they're trying now. Like
no, it did. The first one did, didn't it?
Yeah.
The first one did, yeah.
This is giving me a conspiracy theory.
last word, Jessica.
Oh, forget it. I'm gonna eat this instead.
It sounds very good.
I think the
last word, Jamal.
I'm getting to it. I think the government would do everything in their power to restrict people from not having as many kids, because more kids and more people means that there's more money going towards the government.
It wouldn't
and
be
resources.
Men though; they will restrict women. They wouldn't. They wouldn't
oh
do
my
it
God.
To men.
Would they make it like a Handmaid's situation?
Where they just pay
they would it would definitely be a situation where like they're doing extra shit for women or giving women incentives to have kids. But we gotta move on.
Honestly, brain pregnant. I enjoyed it. I'd do it again.
Oh, okay.
Especially if someone paid me.
Okay. Currently pegging woke people. Is it?
I feel like this is a repeat offender as well.
Is it wrong for a company to hire someone based only on availability and or who they believe will be more productive?
Isn't that
no?
Yeah, that just sounds like hiring practices.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then people get upset about women not being able to get hired because they're taking maternity leave, or they take more of a days off.
They take more days off? Question mark.
They do. They are you saying they don't?
Wait, where's your?
Research? I mean, we can look it up. Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, no, that has already been proven.
Well, but Ryan, for Jessica's, like, can you look that up? Because I don't want it to be like
is this mothers? I mean, I get maternity leave gives mm-hmm. you more.
Well,
days
like
off,
within in general, I don't know the exact numbers, but I remember reading something because like it's so fucking cliche, but like PMS and you know what I mean, things like that that women deal with, and then yeah, when you're a mom, even if there's two parents, a lot of time, if your kid's sick, the mom's the one who stays home and just stuff like that. It just ends up being women more. And I think
I'm not even saying it's a bad thing.
Well,
I'm just
yeah,
like
and women also, there was also a study on like mental health days, and women definitely by far took more mental health days than men.
That's why men commit more suicide. No, I'm sorry. That was flippant.
What?
Everyone was just like, oh.
That was
Jesus
not,
Christ.
That
was,
pause
yeah.
for
editing.
Yeah, delete that. Please.
I think I am. I will delete
but
that.
But for
actually.
A company to just assume off the bat that a woman's going to be not a liability, but like, you know what I mean? Like, it's
going
to
be that as well.
A liability.
Like, to assume they're going to be less productive just because they're a woman is not okay.
Or because they're taking days off. Sometimes you're more productive if you have better vacation.
Well, I don't think it's always just that. I think it's like looking at availability. If you have kids and you're only available 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and that's it, but there's somebody else who has the same experience, they're going to be paid the same as you, they're available 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
No,
and
I think
weekends.
About it. Didn't you get like, didn't they like ask you to stop working because...
Yeah, because they need more availability.
Exactly.
And
like, it's not even
I was
a...
like, I can't commit to that, so guess this was that. Thank you. Have a good time.
Oh, I'm so glad.
He hated that job.
I'm so glad.
I also didn't even ask because I knew if I came home and was like, hey, babe, I need to be available for that job more, you'd be like, please fuck off somewhere.
You want to catch up?
All right, we're going to move on to...
Well, let's go back to it just to verify. I mean, the Department of Labor says that the main reason women take more time off is because they're often just taking care of the child.
Yeah.
So
main reason?
That is the big main reason. There's also, like, more that they take a few more days off a year for more health-related issues. And that's just because women are more liable to go to a doctor or something for it. But.
Well, there's also, I feel like, until men get older, there's a lot more... like required appointments for women to go to. I mean, starting at 16, you have to get an annual physical. I mean, there's just so much that like you have to start doing. So that actually makes sense.
And it will
last
be based,
word, Abraham.
It will be based on a company by company basis, right?
Yeah.
And the company has to define its business needs, and
mm-hmm.
it's gonna do what's best for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are jobs that just require you to be there, and then basically the level of productivity of the individual doesn't matter that much. But there are jobs that really require, especially higher skilled jobs, that might not need the person to be physically present. So that's going to determine the difference between the two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to come back and we are going to answer some sexual revolution comments. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.